Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you to the Q1 FY27 post-earnings conference call of Suyog Telematics Limited. Today on the call from the management team, we have with us Mr. Shiv Shankar Lathude, Managing Director, Mr. Tushar Shah, Business Head India, Mr. Ajay Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Aarthi Shukla, CS. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may involve risks and uncertainties. This is a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to detail us about the business and performance highlights for the quarter ended June 2026, the growth perspective, and the vision for the coming year, post which we'll open the Q4 Q&A. Over to the management team, sir.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I will be starting the presentation followed with Q&A. So this presentation is about Q1 FY27, which was uploaded just few hours back on our websites and on our NSE platform. Right now, we will show the critical sites over here so that we can get more time for Q&A. So, again, our share of Airtel revenue share of Airtel has grown by 1%. So now my Airtel revenue is around 48.1%, followed by VI, which has grown around 2%. It's at 27% now, followed by Jio 22.6 and BSNL 2.3%. As you all know, we operate pan India across all the states and union territory. We have 6,100 plus sites and 7,400 plus tenancies. So key highlight for this quarter is we started actually receiving order in mid of June, somewhere around 15-16 June from Vodafone Idea. We had declared on an exchange also that we got around 600 plus orders from Vodafone, out of which we converted 95 towers, which is equal to 150 tenancies in month of June itself. Because this is a quarter ended statement, we have updated numbers only up to 30th June. So in Spano says 30 to 15 days time, we were able to convert 95 sites and 150 tenancies, which is one of the biggest achievement, and we are one of the fastest IP company to deliver such numbers to Vodafone Idea. Basis on our performance, we are getting now loading from Vodafone Idea on monthly basis. We currently have, after converting 150 tenancies, we have another 700 tenancies from Vodafone on which we are working, and we are trying to convert maximum in Q2. But obviously there will be some rain effect in this quarter. But we are trying our best to convert maximum sites from 700, which we are having right now in our hand. So if you see it, as of Q1 exit, we have 6,103 towers with 7,468 tenancies. And most of the tenancies which came in this quarter was a macro site. So our macro site numbers has grown much higher. And we did few kilometers of fiber network in the quarter. So, you know, I had also earlier mentioned that we are working on a backup for batteries where we will be the first IP company to launch Zinc battery. So just give a brief background. If you are aware, lithium prices of batteries gone almost doubled in last 2.5 months. The battery which was purchasing at the rate of 33,500 for 100H went up to 40. Current price is 48,000. So which is almost 50% increase in the last couple of months. And China's and entire all lithium batteries are imported from China. All cells are imported from China. So China's removed subsidies, our rupee is falling against dollar. So we are having major impact on lithium battery, which is increasing our cost. So we have fast track our zinc battery. Zinc battery is ready. It's under production right now, and we should get first batch for around 10-15 sites in by mid of September. And pricing of zinc battery is similar to old pricing of lithium battery. And it, since it's 100% made in India, will not have any dependency of import or subsidies from other country. So it will ensure that our capex remains within our budget, because zinc battery prices are same as VRRA, or you can say same as old lithium prices. It's one of the much bigger saving which we'll have in coming years for when we do our capex. We will be the first IP1 company to launch zinc battery on our site in month of September. As of now, no one has even started trials, while we are in a phase of launching zinc battery on sites. So this would be one of the biggest capex saving item for us in current quarter. And it's one of the biggest hit for current quarter. In terms of way forward, you guys have seen the results of Vodafone and BSL. We are focused on Vodafone and BSL because they are the one who are giving us new business for next coming few years. Right now, Airtel is not doing any major rollout. Jio is not doing any major rollout. Vodafone has already declared close to 45,000 site rollout planning next 18 to 24 months. They are targeting to do 3,000 to 3,500 sites every month, which they've already started. And that's why we are having such a huge rollout from Vodafone Idea. In terms of funding from Vodafone Idea, you are aware that they have already secured 6,400 crore ka funding, and they're in a very advanced stage from SBI and consortium to arrange another funding of 25,000 to 30,000 crores, which will be happening phase-wise manner. So Vodafone is moving very aggressively. We are getting a bulk business from Vodafone, and we are very sure we should be able to do another. We should be able to do 3,000 additional tenancies from Vodafone Idea in current financial year. BSNL has done a big announcement before few days. They are doing 77,000 crore ka capex with 2 lakh site, which will convert to 2 lakh sites in next 5 years. But as of now, I don't want to really go deep into BSNL because we all know that BSNL will do declaration, but their rollout will start very slow. Then there will be billing issues and everything. So we have kept our stand very clear on BSNL. Once they confirm me my billing started, we will start rollout for BSNL. So obviously you can expect big numbers from BSNL, but as of now, unless we get some confirmation from BSNL, we are not giving any projections of BSNL right now. But yes, there is a huge workload for IP1 company, close to 2.5 lakh plus 50,000 from other two operators, close to 3 lakh towers are planned in next 5 years. So there will be no dearth of work for any IP1 company in India. It's whoever performs better, whoever has a proper funding can do a huge number of rollouts and can double their sites every year. So now we are coming to financials. Revenue for Q1, consolidated revenue, Q1 FY27 is 710 million. We have maintained an EBITDA of 59.3%. So when we see EBITDA, now this EBITDA is a revised EBITDA with TB. As you all are aware, from 1st April, we have changed the accounting policies and we have added electricity in our top line. So earlier EBITDA, which was seen was around 70%, has come down to 59.3% because of addition of electricity in the top line. I'll also show you comparison of last quarter and last year in next slide. In terms of PBT, we have 195 million. Net profit is again 145 million, which we have maintained. Probably there's not much growth since our order started coming from mid-June. So all the growth you'll see from coming quarters and next year when we do a lot of rollout from Q2 onwards. We have EPS of 12.37. So revenue per tower, we have maintained even after a stagnant quarter, we are able to maintain our revenue per tower, where again we are about 31,000, which is one of the high revenue. Now, this revenue per tower is excluding EB. We are not adding electricity in revenue per tower because otherwise it will be misleading. So revenue per tower has been constant at 31,000 to 31,500 for us from last 4 quarters. This is a comparison. So we have what we have done is we have added electricity charges in FY26 Q4 and Q1 FY26. So there is an apple-to-apple comparison. So you can see revenues grown by 6.1% in current quarter. If you see YoY, we have reached 70.9 crores ka revenue compared to 68.5 in previous quarter and 66.8 same quarter last financial year. Our total expenditure has increased because obviously there was an April quarter we have salary increase and there was a capex and everything. In terms of EBITDA, we have 420 million EBITDA, which was 418 last financial year and 411 before last, sorry, 418 last quarter and 411 in last financial year. EBIT again remains strong at 74%. PAT is again, PBT is 195 million and our net profit margin is constant at 20% with the electricity cost in picture. So if you see EBIT, PAT has been 20-21, between 20 to 25% constantly in last 4 years. So I have already shared you change of accounting policy effective from 1st April. Reimbursement has been added to top line. Electricity reimbursement has been added to top line because that was a requirement from GST department. And this is a comparison sheet for you guys for apple to apple comparison. In, I think balance sheet is same FY25, FY26. Since it was quarter one, there's no change in balance sheet. It's same what we have shown you last quarter. That's it from my side. We can now open. Thank you, everyone, and we can now open for Q&A.
Thank you, sir. So all those who wish to ask a question may use the option of raise hand. If you're not able to use the option of raise hand, you can post your question in the Q&A section as well, and we'll ask on your behalf. So we'll take the first question from the line of Mr. Gunit Singh. Mr. Gunit, you can unmute and go ahead, please.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, I'm with you audible.
Yeah. So firstly, I want to understand more about this zinc battery project. Are we doing our own capex? If so, how much? Or is it contract manufacturing from someone else? And what kind of revenue projections we have from this firm from Q2, Q3, Q4 onwards? What kind of EBITDA margins?
So, Kunal, first about zinc battery, we are not manufacturing ourselves. We have done tie-up with one of the manufacturer, which is JBB Batteries, who has land in Kerala. And the promoter of zinc battery is based from US. He was one of the ex-battery head for Apple. So product has come out very good with him. And we are going to, like we are buying lithium metal somewhat, we are going to buy zinc battery from JBB. So it's not that we are manufacturing ourselves. We are going to just buy from manufacturer. But yes, we would be a first one in telecom industry to use zinc battery in next month on sites. In terms of revenue projections, I am sharing you that we are planning to do 3,000 sites for Vodafone Idea in current financial year. You know, our average is around 30,000-31,000 per tower per month, excluding EB. So that would be, and if you take EB, EV would come to average 20,000-25,000 per site per month. You can calculate top end of the bill. It's not right for me to comment on financial numbers because it's a, you know, it's a listed entity and we cannot guide our financial number. But as you can derive yourself, we are planning 33,000 sites for Vodafone Idea with an average revenue of 31,000 without EV, around 50,000 with EV.
Okay, and what are the benefits of this zinc battery? Will our EBITDA margins improve? Currently, what price are we buying the battery at?
So, zinc, the two, three major advantages of zinc battery. One is in terms of pricing. Lithium prices have gone very high. So, for 100H, lithium pricing is right now costing 14,000 and which is expecting to rise in future also. And zinc battery will cost me around 33,000 for 100H. We normally use three batteries on every site, 300H, then it will vary up to 600H, 900H also. In terms of efficiency, it will give me same benefit of lithium battery, where it will be small in size and it has a fast charging and more backup. A major benefit compared to lithium is it's a fire resistant. Lithium battery still have a chance of getting caught on fire. Zinc battery will not have any fire. It's a fire resistant battery. And that's it. And that's the benefit of lithium battery.
So this is for 33,000 and currently how much are we procuring battery
right
for?
Right now the latest cost of lithium battery is 48,000 for 100H.
So basically this will reduce our capex, is that correct?
Right. And it will reduce the capex and we also do some operations cost. It will also reduce my operation cost, but yes, major benefit would be on capex.
Got it. So these, for this current financial year, we only have about 3,000 extra tenancies from Vodafone or extra towers.
So see, it's not from the Vodafone. 3,000 is tenancy.
Okay.
Now, this is what we are targeting right now because Vodafone has as of now declared a rollout of 12,000 up to September and they may add another 18,000. So they are planning around close to 30,000 sites in current financial, out of which we are targeting 10%, which is 3,000 based on our financial capability and the visibility what we see in current financial year. There is much more, many more business BSNL may come up. We hope that even Reliance will open soon after IPO. So opportunities are many, huge. But as of now, on conservative basis, we are saying we'll do 3,000 sites for Vodafone India.
Got it. So in the current quarter, we just added about, you said 150 sites.
150 sites. Right.
And for Q, can you give a breakdown for Q2, Q3, Q4?
So see, right now we are planning, you can take another 3,000, you consider 2,800 sites. Q2 would be lower. Q3, Q4 are always high for me. So exact numbers I can't know, but yes, totally almost 35-40% happens in H1 and 60% of what I do in H2.
Got it. So out of 3,000, if we say 35% happens in H1, that is about 1,000 to 1,200 tenancies. So in
So that's what we are
Q1,
targeting. So only change over here is that rollout started from May to June. So let's see how much we can cover up in Q2 because it's also rainy season. So we'll try our best to achieve the best numbers in Q2. So whatever spillover is there, we can easily get covered in Q3 and Q4.
got it. And this 3,000, I mean, these are tenancies or I mean,
Tenancies.
okay, so out of this 3,000, how many would be on our existing towers and how many new towers
Well,
do we plan to?
very difficult to predict because we keep getting loading on monthly basis. It's not that we get loading for entire year. So based on Vodafone planning, but normally it should be 80-20 ratio where 80% would be anchor and 20% would be shared.
Okay, so 80% of 3,000 would be new towers that we will erect.
Yes.
Got it. And this 3,000, you're saying it's a conservative figure for this year, right?
Yes.
And we don't already have the letter of intent or orders for these 3,000. That's what we are expecting.
We have master service agreement with all operators, right? But
Right.
they see their planning happens as per their budget. So Vodafone has done rollout right now, planned rollout only for 6,000 crore, which they have received from SBI. So as and when they receive fund, they will start raising the nominal. They'll not raise the nominal because even they need to arrange their funds, right? Back to back. So right now they would reach nominal only for around 7,000-8,000 sites or close to 10,000 sites, out of which we are targeting 3,000. So as and when SBI approves their next set of bunch or next phase of rollout to start, we'll get more sites.
Got it, got it. All right. So basically, I mean, the jump in revenue should come only from FY28, considering
Yes.
that.
Because that's the time when we'll get a full year ka benefit of the revenue of VI sites. So
Got
you'll
it.
see margin, you'll see jump even in Q3 and Q4. But full year benefit will get it in FY28.
Got it. So basically, 30,000 plus 25,000, 55,000 into around 750 tenancies,
50,000 into the number of
including,
site
yeah,
tenants.
that should be the incremental we should expect Q3 onwards, right? Got it. All right, sir. And in terms of EBITDA margins, we will be maintaining the same, or have we seen any cost
See,
escalations or
now we will have the same EBITDA margin with TP Wala, what we have shown right now, which is around 59%. We'll maintain the same EBITDA margin for coming quarters also.
All right. थैंक यू वेरी मच
गुनीत 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 थोड़ा सा मुझे
या
भी कुछ बोलना है।
हाँ
आप
जी
जो बोल रहे हो इबिटा मार्जिन सेम रहेगा, यस नो डाउट। फॉर द लॉन्गर पीरियड इबिटा मार्जिन सेम रहेगा, बट आज के दिन हमारा एक 10 ईयर्स का रेंटल एग्रीमेंट करते हो, ठीक है। जब अगर आप 10 ईयर्स का लॉन्ग टर्म का रेंटल एग्रीमेंट करते हो तो एज पर इंडिया जो फर्स्ट 5 ईयर्स है उसके अंदर आपका नॉमिनल लॉस जो है थोड़ा बड़ा होता है और रेगुलर लॉस जो है आगे नेक्स्ट 5 ईयर्स के अंदर आपका नॉमिनल प्रॉफिट ज्यादा हो जाता है, ठीक है। तो उसकी वजह से आपका इबिटा मार्जिन थोड़ा शॉर्टन होता है। लाइक उसी बैलेंस शीट के अंदर मेरा इम्पैक्ट आया हुआ है थोड़ा नॉमिनल इंडेक्स का नॉमिनल जो लॉस होता है उसकी वजह से। तो ये पॉइंट आप हमेशा कंसिडर करना, इससे इम्पैक्ट आता है इंडेक्स के वर्किंग की वजह
ओके
से, इम्पैक्ट आता है आपका इबिटा पे।
सर, गॉट इट. ठीक है सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच. आई विश यू ऑल द बेस्ट. जॉइन बैक द क्यू.
थैंक यू विनीत। वील टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ माइक तलाटी। माइक, यू कैन अनम्यूट एंड गो प्लीज।
या हाय सर, थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी। सर ये जो 3,000 टावर्स इज वी आर टारगेटिंग फ्रॉम वीआई, व्हाट इज योर कॉन्फिडेंस लेवल दैट वी विल बी गेटिंग दिस ऑर्डर्स एंड वी वुड बी एग्जीक्यूटिंग द सेम दिस ईयर इटसेल्फ?
Mike, talk about 3,000 sites from UI, right?
Yes.
We are very confident we'll achieve it because right now flow is very good. We have been getting loading on daily basis. Numbers are getting added to our kitty. And based on our performance, we had a meeting with Jagbir Singh, who is their national CTO. We met planning team and even Vodafone central team is very happy with our performance. So as of now, we don't have any reason to say we'll not achieve. Yes, we are very confident. Team down the line is absolutely ready. They have been executing site daily. Even in rainy season, we have been doing 100 sites. If you can see 150 tenancy in mid-June, which was rainy from some parts of the India, We are very confident. We have execution capacity. We have enough funds. So 3,000 should not be a challenge for us.
Okay, and what is the current order book from VI? Like, is it 710 inches or 1100 or
700 is
1300
additional.
inches?
See, 700 plus we could not be exercised, it would be 700 and more. We have already done 150. Another 700 is my today's kitty. My kitty keeps increasing every day because they keep loading me sites day on day out. So as of date, when I'm sitting here, it's 700 plus other than 150, which I've done earlier.
Okay, and so this BSNL order, we have been targeting for past like 7 8 months. Now
Right.
on now all of a sudden we are saying that we don't want to comment more on the growth perspective of BSNL because of the delay. Can you clarify more on this? What's the reason? When are
So,
we expecting any orders this year, or if again it's delayed by next 1 to 2 years? Anything on that side as well would be helpful.
Mike, we are very optimistic about BSN as a company. But when I speak on a public platform where investors are there, what happens many times when we see, we also come in basis on the numbers which we receive from operator. But when I quote some numbers to you guys, and then we are not able to achieve because of operator issue, it comes back to us that why you are declaring numbers and you're not achieving. BSN numbers are very high. We already have some orders in our hand which we are not executing because of their issues with the Tejas equipment. So obviously we are optimistic about BSN. We are expecting some numbers in current year. So BSN is a clear path of 2 lakh tower in next 5 years, which they have declared on public platform 2 days back. So obviously when a CMD of BSN declares something, it would be after a lot of planning. But let it come on ground. Let them give me a confirmed date by when they want to start the rollout, when will my billing start, then we'll share numbers with you. It's not that we don't want BSN. We are very happy to serve BSN. We say as aggressive as we are for BSN also. Once we have confirmation from BSN that the Tejas equipment issues are resolved and they are ready to launch the new rollout phase.
Okay, and so basically this FY27 will be ending with roughly 10,500 tenants. Is that the correct estimate assumption?
Right. So we already have 7,000 plus. We'll add another 3,000. It will be 10,000 plus tenancy. While
And
when we end FY27.
what would be the funding requirement for this, and how are we funding this?
So as of now, say we have enough funds from our internal accruals. We are not seeing any major fundraise right now. But depends if I get more orders than expected, then we may decide on fundraise. As of now, we have not taken any call on it. So whenever right time comes, we'll come back to you if there is any plan on fundraising or anything.
Okay, and we are expecting 20% PAT margin to sustain this year, right? So
Yes,
Q1 number.
yes, yes.
So why there isn't a fall in a PAT margin from 25% to 50% on
So
an
when
adjusted
you see
numbers
year
basis?
on year, right? So when you see year on year, there was a VI reversal in the last quarter, last financial same quarter, we were having a VI reversal of our bank debt provision. That's why it went to 25%. Otherwise, it will always be around 20, 21% with EB.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. We'll take the next question from the line of Divyansh Thakur. Mr. Divyansh, you can go, unmute and go ahead, please.
Hello, sir. Sir, congratulations on the great set of numbers. Also, I wanted to ask that you are talking about 3,000 tenancies. How much have we done this quarter, and how much are we going to do, and how much is the confirmed tenancies that we have?
So see,
That will be my
first
question.
thing, out of 3,000 tenants, we already done 150 in Q1, which I have already shown in my numbers in a presentation slides. We have done 150 tenancy. We are already working on 700 plus tenancy other than 150. So while sitting today on a call, I have around close to 850 already in my hand, and there is 8 and 9 months which are remaining ahead. So 3,000 is not a challenging number. We should be able to achieve it. We have execution capacity, we have finances, funds in our place, and the way Vodafone is going aggressively. See, only challenge is right now Vodafone has got 6,400 something crores ka from SBI and warrants. Now they are awaiting another set of finances funds to be released from SBI and consortium. So if they're able to secure funding, then obviously 3,000 is 100% doable. And which is right now very possibility because Aditya Birla himself is on a board right now and he has declared numbers. So we don't see any challenging achieving 3,000 going forward.
So we are pretty confident that we'll be able to do
Yes.
3,000 this year.
Yes.
Okay, sir. And also, just want a clarification on that. You know, what is this 31,000 without EV and 50,000 with EV? Like,
So see,
sorry
up
if I,
to last financial year, our top line was only rent and IP fees. We never used to have electricity reimbursement in top line. But due to change in GST guidelines, from Q1 this year, we have added electricity reimbursement in our top line. So there is a change in accounting policies. So when I'm showing you number of revenue per tower, it's without electricity. While my books, the number which you see in P&L and balance sheet, which is my top line, it's with electricity from Q1 onwards.
Okay, sir. Okay. And you know, we were like, there have been news around that, you know, Vodafone Idea, BSNL, both are going now aggressive as they have secured the funding.
Right.
So what is the growth outlook that we have, and also where are we on the fundraise? I think last quarter you talked about that, you know, we might be needing money.
Right. So, Divyansh, in terms of funding, I've already said Vodafone has planned to raise 45,000 crore funding, which will roughly convert to 45,000 sites coming 18 months to 24 months. They've already said they are targeting 3,500 sites every month. Out of 45,000 crore, they have secured 6,400 crore, and they're in the final stages with SBI Consortium for another set of funds to be released from them. So Vodafone is very aggressively, they have been giving me sites day in, day out, they are giving all the other IP sites. And Vodafone is 100% very aggressive rollout, and they will achieve their numbers. That's what we feel as of now. In terms of BSNL, we have just seen, see, they don't need to secure fund. Their funds come from government. Government has already allocated enough budget for BSNL in last year budget itself. They have declared plan of 77,000 crore CapEx for coming 5 years, which is equal to 2 lakh sites in coming 5 years. Only challenge, I'm not as confident as Vodafone because we are yet to see resolution of Tejas equipment, which they are facing issues with the Tejas equipment, due to which their entire rollout has been delayed from past 1.5 year. Once they're able to control or once they're able to resolve Tejas equipment, we are very sure even BSNL will do huge rollout. But let's wait and watch till it comes on ground and they start the actual rollout. Right, that was your question, right? Or
Yeah,
basic
yes,
question.
sir. And sir, where are we on the fundraise part?
So,
You
see,
had
right
mentioned
now,
last quarter that, you know, we might look.
I just mentioned to you that as of now, we are working on 3,000 tenancy, where right now for next quarter, we have enough funds in with us to roll out the number of sites which we are targeting. But as if I get more order, if we're able to crack something, if we're able to get more orders from VI or from BSN, we will decide. As of now, we have not decided whether we want to go ahead with fundraise or when will we go ahead with fundraise. So whenever right time comes, we'll surely come back to you guys for fundraise.
Okay, sir. Sir, so basically our whole plans depends on how Vodafone Idea and BSNL executes their plan. If there is something that goes north for them, then we might be feeling the pressure too, right? Am I
That's
right?
the That's true for any company, na? Because all companies are dependent on their customer, whether it's an FMCG product. If customer don't buy product, obviously company will only do products and not be able to sell it, right? So Vodafone Idea, BSNL are customer. Yes, we are dependent on our customer for our product.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you, Divansh. We'll take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor. Saket, you can unmute and go ahead, please.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. As I think so, Tushar ji, or I think so, Ajay ji was answering that it is the dependence factor on the customer only that will define how the company going to progress. But if I would I ask our managing director and get a very small understanding, sir, actually, over the last 18 months or two years post our this fundraising exercise, which because of some reasons we could not execute, things have just turned turtle down, and I mean, things are not on in terms of growth. and reporting increase in growth in revenue as well as profitability. So these two aspects of BSNL, the Tejas issue, the Vodafone funding, how are we aligning our business prospect for this current year, and what should investors conservatively should also look ahead for this year in terms of profitability? Suppose these two issues do not play out positively for the company, then what should be penciling in going ahead? How will growth then shape up? What is the plan B, and some understanding, because somebody was commenting on a very good quarter, so I could not make sense how I've been able to post a, take this quarter as a good quarter. So if you could just clear my doubts, sir, I would be very helpful. It will be very helpful.
कपूर साहब, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल मैं हिंदी में बोलूंगा।
मैं भी हिंदी में ही बात करूंगा साहब, क्षमा चाहता हूं, मैंने अंग्रेजी में बात
कपूर
की,
साहब,
बताइए।
इसलिए मैं हिंदी में बात करना चाहता हूं कि आपने बहुत राइटली क्वेश्चन अच्छा पूछा है। लास्ट 2 ईयर से हम लोग जो बीएसएनएल का बात, आई एम तो बेसिकली बीएसएनएल कॉन्ट्रैक्टर, एंड ऑल दिस थिंग व्हाट हैपन द, अगर आप देखेंगे मार्केट में जो भी लोग बीएसएनएल का काम ले चुके थे उनका बैंक बैलेंस और एवरीथिंग हैज गॉन इन लॉस। हम लोग बड़ा कॉशियसली बीएसएनएल को वॉच कर रहे थे। पहले बीएसएनएल का प्लान था कि हम रूरल में करेंगे, बाद में उनका प्लान शिफ्ट होके बॉम्बे दिल्ली एमटीएनएल में आ गया, जिसमें हमने नियर अबाउट 100 साइट दोनों जगह हमने और टारगेट करके उसको अचीव किया। रहा सवाल सर इसका, जो ग्रोथ होता है जैसे कि 2G, 3G, 4G एंड 5G का जो ट्रैवल चल रहा है, वो ट्रैवल में 3G टोटली बंद हो गया और 4G चालू हो गया, और 2G का अभी भी कस्टमर अवेलेबल है। सो मैं ये बोलना चाहता हूँ कि कंपनी का प्रोस्पेक्टिव नॉट ओनली वोडाफोन, बीएसएनएल और जियो भी साथ साथ में आ रहा है, एयरटेल का रोल आउट भी कम है और ज्यादा। आपने अगर सुनील मित्तल साहब का लास्ट क्वार्टर में उनका प्राइसिंग अगर देखा होगा तो बढ़ गया था। कल वोडाफोन ने डिविडेंड भी डिक्लेयर किया था। तो मार्केट में जब ये ऑपरेटर लोग अपना कॉस्टिंग या इन्वेस्टमेंट निकालने के लिए, उनके पास एक सोर्स है कि जो प्राइसिंग बढ़ा के वो लोग अपना टेलीकॉम का इन्वेस्टमेंट रिकवर कर सकते। सेकंड पॉइंट, हम लोग बड़े क्लियर है बीएसएनएल और वोडाफोन के लिए, और बीएसएनएल को हमने थोड़ी देर के लिए स्टॉप इसलिए किया जब भी तुषार बता रहा था आपको कि हम बीएसएनएल का जब तक एंड कंफर्म उनका सीएमडी लेवल या जो भी मीटिंग्स है उनके फंड्स एलोकेशन के बाद, उनके बाद उनका रोल आउट चालू हो जाएगा। तो उन्होंने लास्ट अगले 5 साल में हम लोग 1 लाख साइट करेंगे ऐसा अनाउंसमेंट किया है। तो कमिंग टू द रियल पॉइंट इज दैट हमारे पास आज की डेट में जो ऑर्डर है वो पूरा के पूरा वीआईएल का ऑर्डर है, और वीआईएल का ऑर्डर में हम लोग पूरा कॉन्फिडेंट है क्योंकि उनके हम प्रीफर्ड पार्टनर है, एमएसए है, और उन लोग हमको लॉकिंग भी 10 साल का दे रहे हैं। सो जो फंड रेजिंग और ये इश्यू है, जब तक हमारे खुद के पैसे जब तक सेकेंड क्वार्टर या थर्ड क्वार्टर तक ह्यूज नंबर नहीं आता है तब तक हम फंड रेजिंग को जाना नहीं चाहते, क्योंकि बैंक फंड इज ऑल्सो अवेलेबल बिकॉज एवरी मंथ वी आर ऑल्सो रीपेइंग द बैंक फंड। तो हमारा क्लियर एंड क्लियर विजन और फोकस ये है कि वीआईएल का 3,000 साइट करके एक बार हमारा 10,000 का नंबर अचीव हो जाए, और 100 CR का जो हमारा प्रॉफिट टच करने का टारगेट है क्वार्टर वाइज क्वार्टर, अपना सॉरी ईयर वाइज ईयर। तो क्वार्टर वाइज हम लोग अगर 100 करोड़ का चलेंगे तो 400 करोड़ का नेट प्रॉफिट मतलब टॉप लाइन होएगा, और बॉटम लाइन हम सोच रहे हैं कि 22-23-24 के आसपास ऐसा ग्रो करके जो 15 अभी अवेलेबल है उसको चार पांच हजार साइट अगर हम अगले 3 क्वार्टर में जोड़ सकते हैं तो वी आर क्वाइट कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट दैट कि ये नंबर हमारे को अचीवेबल लग रहा है। और फंड रेजिंग का जो इशू है, अगर बल्क ऑर्डर बीएसएनएल या और किसी से आता है, सपोज वोडाफोन ने बोला कि नहीं सुयोग आपको हम और 2 स्टेट ऐड करना चाहते हैं, लाइक एमपी है जहाँ पे हमने हमारा प्रेजेंस नहीं रखा है, हमारे को फिलहाल 5 स्टेट पे हमने फोकस किया हुआ है, कलकत्ता, महाराष्ट्र, मुंबई, दिल्ली एंड यूपी, ये 5 स्टेट के बाद भी 2 स्टेट वो बिहार और एमपी अगर हमको ऐड कर देते हैं तो 5,000 का नंबर हम फोकस करेंगे तो अचीवेबल 3,000 हो जाएगा। दिस इज आवर क्लियर कट स्ट्रेटजी। इज इट ओके
सर
कपूर साहब?
साहब, मैं इसमें सर एक पॉइंट मुझे जस्ट पूछना था आपसे। जैसे आपने कहा कि आप 100 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू क्वार्टरली टारगेट करते हैं जो अभी शायद
प्रॉफिट,
71 का। हाँ सर,
हाँ रेवेन्यू टारगेट,
हाँ वही रेवेन्यू का टारगेट करते हैं, और आप पूरे वित्त वर्ष में 400 करोड़ उसके हिसाब से एनुलाइज करना चाहते हैं। तो अभी जैसे 71 करोड़ का नंबर आया है, इसमें शायद अभी हमारा इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का भी कुछ रिएम्बर्समेंट को भी हमने डाला है, वो परसेंटेज भी अगर अजय जी बताएंगे कि कितना परसेंट था और लाइकवाइज फिर क्या कंपेरिजन होगा, तो ये 100 करोड़ का नंबर आप कब एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं कि किस क्वार्टर से हम इसमें ये देख सकते हैं हमारे
और
इसमें
क्यों क्यों फोर से हम लोग देख सकते हैं इसको।
Q4 से देख सकते हैं। और सर
हाँ
आपने कोई डिविडेंड के विषय में बताया था, किस कंपनी ने डिविडेंड, आप किसके विषय में बोल रहे थे कि डिविडेंड डिक्लेयर किया है, मैं आपका पॉइंट मिस कर गया।
सर, हमने डिविडेंड इस कंपनी में भी देने को एजीएम में बोले। वोडाफोन का जो डिविडेंड आया ना सर, 14 रुपए, वोडाफोन कंपनी ने डिविडेंड डिक्लेयर
वोडाफोन तो सर लॉस मेकिंग है, उन्होंने डिविडेंड दिया।
दिया है। सेकेंडली मेरे को न्यूज आया था, वो हमारे एक इन्वेस्टर्स ने कॉल है, इंडस ने किया,
इंडस ने दिया। ओके ओके,
इंडस ने किया।
ठीक है साहब, मैं वापस क्यू में आता हूँ, बट सर एज अ इन्वेस्टर तो हमें निराशा ही फेस करनी पड़ रही है अभी भी, हम तो 2 साल से
नहीं नहीं नहीं
इन्वेस्टेड हैं
ये सर,
कंपनी में। हाँ
निराशा निराशा का कोई सवाल ही नहीं है सर। आपने जो 18 महीने का स्टैंड स्टिल है, अगर मैं
हाँ
रॉन्गली एग्रीमेंट करके आपको नंबर दिखाने के लिए करूंगा तो कंपनी का बीएसएनएल का पेमेंट का भी इश्यूज है, तो वो
सही बात
इश्यूज
है।
में सर कैश फ्लो में हमको तकलीफ होएगा ना सर।
नहीं
कभी
साहब,
कभी
एक हाँ
आगे जंप मारने के लिए पीछे 2 कदम आना पड़ेगा सर मुझे।
आना पड़ेगा सर, एक ही पॉइंट से ऐसे मुझे क्लियर कीजिए, मैं समय और नहीं लूंगा, कि बीएसएनएल एज अ रेलिवेंट प्लेयर कितना बच गया है सर, जब अब अभी जो प्राइसिंग पे जियो एयरटेल और अब तो जब वोडाफोन का भी जो रिवाइवल बन रहा है, एक्चुअल में सर पैन इंडिया बेसिस पे ये बीएसएनएल और एमटीएनएल की रेलिवेंसी कितनी बच गई है, क्योंकि हमारे जैसे मैं स्टेट ऑफ वेस्ट बंगाल से बात कर रहा हूँ, यहाँ पर भी बीएसएनएल का इतना ऐसा कोई मैं सुनता नहीं हूँ लोगों के पास बीएसएनएल का कनेक्शन हो, तो
ना
आपका पूरा निर्भरता ही बीएसएनएल के ऊपर ज्यादा एक हायर डिग्री पर है,
ना सर सर
तो
सर, मैं
हाँ
कपूर साहब, मैं मेरे मन का क्वेश्चन आपने पूछा, पता नहीं आपका मेरा वेवलेंथ बहुत जम रहा है, क्योंकि मैं भी ये बोलता हूँ मेरे को बीएसएनएल का कस्टमर क्यों नहीं दिख रहा है। तो सिंपल लॉजिक इसका है कि गवर्नमेंट जो है ना सर, प्रॉफिट के लिए कंपनी नहीं बना रहा है। बीएसएनएल जब से बना है सर, पूरा गवर्नमेंट के फंडिंग पे चल रहा है, तो उनके ऑफिसर लोगों को प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी बनाने का कोई दिमाग में आता नहीं है। लास्ट ईयर मिनिस्टर साहब ने अनाउंसमेंट किया कि हम रूरल में करेंगे, और बाद में डाइवर्ट हो गया अर्बन में, मुंबई और दिल्ली एमटीएनएल के पास आ गए। तो हो सकता है सर उनका प्राइसिंग चीप रहेगा। अभी आपको सिंपल एग्जाम्पल देना चाहता हूँ, एसटी महामंडल और लग्जरी, लग्जरिया बोले तो वोडाफोन आइडिया और जियो है, और रूरल का जो नेटवर्क बस का है वो लोकल ट्रांसपोर्ट है, वो जो गवर्नमेंट चलाता है। अब उसमें प्रॉफिट कब आएगा, इस सवाल का जवाब देना थोड़ा कपूर साहब मुश्किल है, बट आई थिंक दे आर रनिंग देयर शो, दैट्स ऑल।
जी साहब, ठीक है साहब, मैं और वेट करता हूँ सर आने वाले समय के लिए, जैसा आप कह रहे हैं उसके अनुसार देखते हैं
वेलकम
सर आप आपके
सर,
परफॉर्मेंस। जी थैंक यू।
वेलकम।
थैंक यू साकेत, विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ सुरभि मिश्रा। सुरभि, यू कैन अनम्यूट एंड गो अहेड प्लीज।
Am I audible?
Yeah, वो है।
सो आई वॉन्टेड टू आस्क यू, योर टेनेंसी रेशियो इज स्टिल अराउंड 1.2x, वॉट विल टेक दिस फ्रॉम मूविंग फॉरवर्ड 1.5x टू 2x ओवर द नेक्स्ट 3 to 4 years? एंड आई ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड टू नो इफ वी कैन इंक्रीज टेनेंसी ऑन एग्जिस्टिंग असेट बेस विदाउट प्रोपोर्शनल केपेक्स, हाउ मच इंक्रीमेंटल एबिटडा कैन द एग्जिस्टिंग टावर पोर्टफोलियो जनरेट?
तो शुरू फर्स्ट थिंग राइट, तो यस राइट, ऑन अ ओवरऑल पोर्टफोलियो बेसिस माय टेनेंसी इज अराउंड 1.2। वी आर नॉट टाइंग 2x एज यू सेड, यस वी आर टारगेटिंग टू रीच 1.8 इन कमिंग 3-4 इयर्स, व्हिच शुड बी अ वेरी डिसेंट रेशियो इन इंडस्ट्री। नाउ टू रीच 1.8, सी व्हेनेवर वी डू मोर ऑफ एन मैक्रो साइड रोलआउट, देयर आर वेरी हाई चांसेस ऑफ कमिंग 2 or 3 टेनेंसी, व्हाइल एचपीएस योर स्मॉल सेल साइट विल ऑलवेज हैव 1.1.2 का टेनेंसी। And now as a trend is going, operators are more keen on doing macro site rollout. So if you see out of 150 tenancy which I did, all were macro site. And that's why if you say I've done 95 tower, but I've done 150 tenancy, which is a very good ratio of 1.8, the Q1 rollout.
So yes, we are very confident by end of FY28 or early FY29, we should be able to achieve the ratio of 1.8 in the sharing, because more or less I'm doing more of a macro site rollout. And in terms of, say, I can, rather than putting EBITDA PAT number, I'll just say what are my ROI. So when I do a site with single tenancy, I get recovery in 3.5-4 years. But when I come it comes with a two tenancy, it goes down to 24 months, and three tenancy goes down to 18 months. So yes, there's a drastic improvement in PAT also when I do more of a sharing sites. So yes, there will be jumping PAT percentage, EBITDA percentage when we do more of a sharing tenancy. And we should be able to achieve 1.8 in FY29 early quarters.
Also, I wanted to know, you have referred to a 15-year Vodafone MSA. Does that actually generate a minimum revenue, or does it simply provide a framework under which Vodafone may place orders?
So all the MSAs of all the operators are a framework and a fixed commercial. See, I look basically MSA says this is a framework and these are the charges what you can charge me for X type of site. Under MSA, they will keep loading me site on daily basis across India. It's always it's with the all operator, but it's BSNL, Airtel, Jio. No MSA has an closed end like I will give you only thousands and not 2,000. It's a blanket MSA. You can do any number of sites what you are capable of.
And one more question. After the planned Vodafone expansion, what percentage of revenue will Vodafone contribute?
So right now we are saying we want to take Vodafone to 30-32%. We are in around 32% of revenue from Vodafone once we're able to do this 3,000 or more sites from Vodafone.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Rakesh Mehta. Rakesh, you can unmute and go ahead, please.
Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah. So the company has increasing highlighted fiber and a fiber first strategy. So what percentage of FY27 revenue will come from fiber, and what EBITDA margin does fiber generate versus towers?
So, Rakesh, basically EBITDA margin, since it's an IP1 model, we have a similar EBITDA margin. So not with the EV, the EBITDA margin which was there without EV, which was around 70%, we still generate the same EBITDA margins for fiber. In terms of revenue, it would be very marginal. See, right now we are focused on more of an micro sites, and more sites are coming into rural villages where they go on a microwave rather than fiber. And Vodafone don't have a very strong fiber network on ground like Jio and Airtel. So most of their sites are coming on microwave. So as of now, we don't see any major jump in fiber percentage, which would be close to 5-8% of my total revenue. So it would remain same as it is. Yes, jump would come in coming years where we do more of an FTTH, where we do more of a fiber for all operator. But in current FY27, there'll be no major jump in terms of percentage from fiber revenue.
So is fiber and asset heavy recurring revenue business like towers, or is
Yeah,
a
same IP1
predominantly
model.
EPC
It's
project revenue?
I put my own fiber, I put invest CapEx in fiber, and we get recurring revenue from operator. My 100% of revenue is recurring revenue on IP1 model.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Varun Ghia. Varun, you can unmute and go ahead, please.
Hey, sir. So my question is regarding the Vodafone Towers. In last quarter, you mentioned that we'll achieve 12,000 tenancies by the end of the year. And now you have mentioned that it's around target is around 10,500. So what has changed? Like Vodafone is also the process is in delays, or why have you cut the additional 1,500 tenancies in a quarter?
So again, Varun, I have said that 3,000 number is on conservative basis. If you see what I have said earlier, it's on conservative basis. On the basis of 6,400 crore, which Vodafone has secured from SBI out of 45,000 crore, which is high. So as and when Vodafone comes with the clarity of rollout, we'll keep adding numbers to our target. So right now, what we are committing is based on the 12,000 sites, which Vodafone is going to roll out by September, October. Once Vodafone declare confirmed rollout of 30,000 sites, once they get additional fund approval from SBI, we'll increase our target. And
When
mobile
do
right
you
now
expect
started.
that to happen?
See, last, I think before few days, Mr. Bilas himself stated, sorry, Abhijit Kishore has himself stated that they are on final stages and they're expecting additional confirmation from SBI in coming few months. So whatever they say, what do you hear? I hear the same thing from them.
Okay. And all additional towers, we see the average rental to be around 31,000.
So 31,000 is rental per IP fee, yes. It will be same. Revenue per tower will be around 31,000.
And PAT margins, we expect around 20% to stay at these
Yes.
levels.
Yes, 20%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. All those who wish to ask a question may use the option of raise hand or alternatively can post the question in the chat box as well. We'll take the next question from the line of Anubhav Jain. Anubhav, you can unmute and go ahead, please.
Hello sir, am I audible?
Yeah, you will be audible.
Yeah, my question is that what is the current status of the 189 BSNL site whose billing was pending as of the last call, and have they started contributing to the revenue?
So, Anubhav, right. So, if you see when we started BSNL project 1.5 years back, it was close to 1,000 plus sites which were pending for billing. Right now, it's 186. So, in this quarter, they've not added anything because they're busy resolving their Tejas issue. But yes, 186 sites billing is still pending, which we're expecting now. The news which we got before few days is that more or less their Tejas issues are in control and should be resolved soon. So, we can see in Q2, we should be able to start revenue for 186 sites.
FY27, once the bulk order of Vodafone 45,000 site program is allocated across IPs, what is the realistic annual new tower addition run rate CEO can sustain, and how are you positioning for next wave of 5G private networks and rural coverage?
Anu, can you repeat? I missed in between what you said.
Okay, sir, I will repeat it. Looking beyond FY27, once the bulk of the Vodafone 45,000 site program is allocated across IPs, what is the realistic annual new tower addition run rate so you can sustain, and how are you positioning for the next wave?
So, see, in term, if we go above FY20, which is FY28, we are in another 5,000 sites from Vodafone. Out of 45,000 sites, we are seeing we will do around 8,000 to 10,000 tenancies from Vodafone in 2 financial years. So this year we are targeting 3,000. Next year we are targeting 5,000 from Vodafone based on our visibility, finances, and everything. And above, see, there's no point, you know, saying some numbers after FY20 because telecom industry is very dynamic. It keeps changing their plans every now and then. Right now, we have visibility of 3,000 plus 5,000 sites from Vodafone.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So I think that was the last question for the day. So would the management would like to give any closing comment before we end this conference call?
Yeah. Thank you very much, all are attending the investor conference. We are very confident our work and the rollout is the last 10 years. We have achieved 7,000 tower and another 3,000 tower. We are in a well situation and well equipped with all our staff members. So we only assure the market that we will sustain the growth. What last 2 years stagnant is there, we will grow fast from this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. So this brings us to the end of this conference call. I thank the management for giving us their valuable time and also the participants who joined in. So thank you, everyone. And this brings us to the end of this conference call. Thank you. You all can disconnect.
Thank you, everyone.